Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Jennifer Stagg, and I'm thrilled today to have a special guest in studio, Virginia Pierce, the author of Through His Eyes, Rethinking What You Believe About Yourself. Thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here, Jennifer. Thank you.
How did you come up with the concept of self-examination for this book?
I have a background in social work. And so I've worked a lot with the cognitive model, and it just seems to fit so clearly and seamlessly with the gospel that it just seemed self-evident that this is a good way to look at truth in terms of the gospel and difficulties we have emotionally and in other ways.
Self-examination is not always the easiest thing to do, is it? It can be
hard
and painful. Yes, it can be painful.
You always find out things you didn't want to know.
Right. So why do you think this is such an important part of our growth and development spiritually?
Well, I believe that everybody acts out of beliefs. There's just no other way around it. We all have beliefs. And our beliefs determine our emotional response to things, and our emotional response to things determines our behavior, and we get going on that, and it's automatic, and it's so fast that if you don't really understand what you really believe, you're held hostage by those beliefs.
And in the book, you talk about truths with a capital T. Tell me what that is.
Okay, to me, that means absolute eternal truth. It is truth whether you believe it or not. It stands. It's God is a personage. And whether I believe that or you believe that, it's true. And he loves us. And whether you believe that or I believe that, it's still true. So that's eternal truth. And when you ask somebody, what do you believe? They will talk about those kinds of truths.
Go through sort of the steps that you think people should go through when they're rethinking their beliefs and what they know about themselves.
I think most of our beliefs are subterranean. We don't really understand what they are. And so the best way to understand what they are is when we have an emotional response that is debilitating. If we go to church every week and we have a really emotionally bad experience every week, if you go to your office and have an emotionally bad experience every day, there's probably something going on in your belief box, in the way you're interpreting whatever happens there that's causing the emotional response, and it's probably not true.
Do you believe that your beliefs and your values really have a huge impact on your happiness and your eternal perspective?
Oh, it's all, like I said, they determine your emotional response to every kind of data that comes in, all your sensory data, everything that comes in. Your emotional response to that is determined by your beliefs. So, of course, it's huge.
Did you go through some personal self-examination and reflection as you were writing this?
Oh, it's not just as you're writing it. I think all of us as we're living have those kinds of experiences where you're very, very anxious about something. You're very, very upset about something. And you know that it's crazy. And when it's all over and you can think about it and you trace it back, you can say, oh, that's what I was acting out of. If everyone doesn't approve of me, I'm not okay. That's a belief a lot of us hold. If everyone doesn't stroke me and give me good feedback, then it means it was awful. My performance was awful. So this belief that you've got to be, that no one approves of you, is determining this ridiculous emotional response.
And it also forces some adjustment to your expectations and what you think should happen.
Frankly, very often, the minute you put your finger on that belief and you say it out loud, you say, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I don't believe that, and I don't have to act out of that. The minute you identify it, you can almost deal with it and dismiss it.
Why do you think this is important to do in a spiritual perspective?
The greatest and most profound sensory experience we can have is the spirit. And the Spirit is the one who tells us what is really true. In Jacob 4, it says that, that by the Spirit, we know things as they really are. So the more we can get rid of the clutter, the more we allow Him to tell us what's true. And the more we act out of things that are true, the greater our peace, joy, happiness, and the more righteous our behavior is.
If only it was that easy to do with yourself, oh, right? You make it sound so easy.
Oh, everything's so easy on paper, isn't it?
What do you hope people take away from this book?
I hope they take away a willingness to just listen to the chatter in their head and confront it and move on.
Because don't you think intuitively you really know what's right? It's outside influences oftentimes or maybe isolation in your thoughts that gets you going down the wrong path.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd use the word intuitive, because I think that's what gets us in trouble. We intuitively think these things are true. It's only when we examine them logically that we say, whoops, my intuition was wrong on that.
This is kind of an interesting question, but what do you wish for in the world for everyone to have?
I wish for everyone to know how much truth matters, real truth. And that the only source of that real truth about ourselves, about the world, about other people, is God Himself.
Virginia Pierce, the author of the book, Through His Eyes, Rethinking What You Believe About Yourself. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.